Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Democrats shut down the government because President Trump and the Republicans will not force American taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens.
They control everything. They have responsibility to govern, and they can't meet that responsibility. Donald Trump was supposed to be the great negotiator, wasn't interested in negotiating a budget.
You know, Congress right now is like two roommates in a messy apartment ignoring each other but giving interviews about how the other one is ruining everything. Yes, I'm talking about the government shutdown, everybody. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the L.A. Locals, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Vivian Leneau-Gabriel, and happy first of the month. Yeah, it's October 1st, which means the number one question you'll get hit with this month is, what are you going to be for Halloween? I don't know. But what I do know is that the government shutdown is officially in its first full day. And things aren't looking any closer to ending. A vote in the Senate to reopen the government has already failed. And the sticking point? Well, Democrats want to extend tax credits that make health insurance like covered California here in the state more affordable. And Republicans, on the other hand, say they won't even talk about health care until the government is back open. White House press secretary had this to say.
The Democrats shut down the government because President Trump and the Republicans will not force American taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens. America is $37 trillion in debt. We cannot afford to provide taxpayer-funded free health care to illegals who broke the law to enter our country.
Over on the Democratic side, Senator Mark Kelly spoke to CBS Mornings about the impact.
This basically comes down to the price that Americans have to pay for their health care. On November 1st, 20 million Americans are going to see their premiums double.
And we've got political strategists weighing in, too. Kyvon Schroff, a Democratic strategist, says the party needs to hold their ground.
Democrats are trying to make the case that, you know, there are some fascist moves being pulled by this administration, things like sending in the National Guard, things like ignoring the Constitution and judicial orders. And so then to go walk into Trump's office and sort of act as everything's normal and do a sort of mini compromise for a couple weeks more funding didn't seem to make a lot of sense. And I think that Democrats do need to kind of walk away with a win here.
Meanwhile, Republican strategist Rena Shaw argues Democrats are really digging in.
Passing a clean bill to fund through November was supposed to be no drama. But Democrats like Chuck Schumer tanked it 51-49 in the Senate there. Not because it's partisan, but because it didn't bake in the Affordable Care Act extensions. So they've got the votes to filibuster, sure. But this is their shutdown, weaponizing essential services to force healthcare giveaway.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also spoke out, saying the failure to reach an agreement isn't just about policy. It's actually about political maneuvering.
This is very important to note. Democrats themselves have voted to pass a clean bipartisan CR just like this 13 times in the last few years. During the 4 years of the Biden administration, 13 times this happened. Republicans did the responsible thing, even when we were in the minority, to keep the government open. Today should be no different. There is nothing new in this legislation. There's no poison pill. There's no partisan tricks. There's no gimmicks whatsoever. The only difference today is the man who is sitting in the Oval Office. Rather than work with President Trump and Republicans to get this job done As our party has done repeatedly in the same situation over the years, Democrats want to play political games with the lives and the livelihoods of Americans.
So what does this mean? Federal agencies are operating with limited staff, and essential services aren't working like they usually do. Okay, everyone is still on the hunt to find the feathered guardians of SoFi Stadium, Bubba and Alice. On Sunday, these hawks were chilling in their boxes on a big cart when some guy just hopped in and drove off because he found the keys in the ignition. Okay, the cart was later found actually yesterday near Century and Avalon in South LA, but the boxes were torn open and both of the hawks were gone. Emily Valdez has more.
Charles Cogger just wants Alice and Bubba back. Harris hawks are not native to the area. They look like small golden eagles. And if they see Charles, they'll come to him. Yesterday, drove around for hours looking for them in trees, perched on utility poles. But in the end, he didn't find them.
If it wasn't for hope, it would really be hard. But I do have hope that they might show up and maybe we're getting close, because there's people that are in this area. They seem like they recognize the person that I showed them that took my cart.
Charles is looking at how birds react in the area. He says crows will go crazy if they see a hawk. Other birds like pigeons will fly away. Charles is hoping if someone does have the hawks, they will take them to a fire station and leave them somewhere in the shade or release them back at SoFi Stadium. He says wherever they are released, they will stay in that area. Anyone with information is urged to call Inglewood Police.
And Inglewood's police number is 310-412-5211, just in case you're driving by somewhere right now and you spot them. We've lost a legend. Jane Goodall has passed away at the age of 91. Goodall was an English zoologist who has long been considered the world's foremost expert on chimpanzees after studying them for nearly 60 years. She was actually scheduled to speak at an event in Pasadena this morning where they're announcing a partnership to plant thousands of trees in the Palisades and Altadena area over the next few years. And we've got this great sound here of our Emily Valdez was actually at an event where she spoke to students in South LA 2 years ago. Here's some of what she had to say.
But England has cold, wet winters, so I was often indoors. And then I had books, and I love books. And we had very, very little money. Books came from the library. But I used to save up my few pennies of pocket money, and I found a little second-hand bookshop with books piled everywhere, and the little old man who ran it, I don't think he knew where the books were. And so I spent Saturday afternoons there, and I found a little book, and I just had enough money to buy it. And it was called Tarzan of the Apes. So I took it home. I climbed my favorite tree. I read it from cover to cover. I fell in love with this glorious lord of the jungle. And what did Tarzan do? He married the wrong Jane. Right? Anyway, so I knew there wasn't a Tarzan, but that's when my dream began. I will grow up, I will go to Africa, I will live with wild animals, and I will write books about them.
The Jane Goodall Institute posted on Instagram saying she passed away due to natural causes. All right, the Dodgers, they kicked off their three-game wild card series with Cincinnati by wiping the Reds 10-5. If you guys watched the game last night, I mean, it was wild. Fans packed into Dodger Stadium hoping that this is the start of something historic, extraordinary, amazing, everything in between. And just to prove that Natalie Tavidian has the coolest job in the world, she has the latest because she was there last night.
Let's go, Dodgers!
Dodgers fans know what's at stake. 13 wins to repeat as World Series champions for the first time in franchise history. The energy here at Chavez Ravine electric as the Dodgers open the wild card round against the Reds.
We've been watching all season. You know, we've just diehard fans.
It's been a roller coaster season, so we're looking forward to a three-game sweep here. A little bit of both. A little nervous, a little apprehension, but I think we're going to pull it together and roll through the playoffs.
Many fans telling me they believe this team has what it takes to go all the way again, and they see this best of three series as just the first step in that journey. Whoever takes this series moves on to Philadelphia.
Game two is later today at Dodgers Stadium, and judging by game one, you might need a bigger glove. For all the excitement, of course, duh. All right, I'll let you go now. That's all I got for today's LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Vivian Leneau-Gabriel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.